Dice in Progress.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Dice in Progress, an actual play RPG podcast where each season we select a different system and GM to explore an adventure in a new world. Today we will be playing Heroes of the Stars, written by Layhart and published by Red Star Games, set in the 2015 reboot of Bionicle. My name is Sarah Fragon, my pronouns are she, her, and I will be your GM today.
Hi, I'm Melody. My pronouns are she and they in varying measures, and I play Malice.
I am Marceline. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Borella.
And my name is Catherine. I'm playing Tap Dax, and my pronouns are she, they.
Aku the Elder addresses you all. This mission is going to be difficult, and it's going to be dangerous. The fate of this island shall be determined this day. But I feel no fear, because I have faith in you heroes. Now go forth to save Kavoto. You follow Hyalis along a trail through the woods until it reaches a fork. You all go right. It leads directly to the rear of the palace, which will be less heavily guarded. I'll take the main road directly to the front door and cause as big a distraction as I can. Now hurry.
So wait, hang on. Hyalis said that to us? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
She's going up front and causing a distraction.
I was going to say, so we're sneaking into the palace.
Indeed.
Oh, hells.
It's okay.
How many do we see any guards around the rear?
You reach the edge of the forest and at the edge of the palace grounds. An empty field of about 100 feet stretches between you and the rear wall. Everyone give me aware.
Aware what?
I got the joke.
I was gonna say I need to make it once per episode.
I got a 4. I rolled a 2, and I have 2 in aware.
I got a 7.
Okay. Everyone except Borella. You spot a trio of Akoshan guards, each in bulky armor and wielding a halberd. One wears gold and emerald green. One wears gold and ruby red, and one wears gold and sapphire blue. They likely aren't as tough as you, but you could easily call it for reinforcements in a fight.
Hear me out.
Roll again.
For aware?
Yes.
Okay.
That time I got a 5. There was a butterfly that flew by.
Right. Hold on, let me see what I got.
I got a 9.
I got also a 9, 7, and then 2 in aware.
All right, everyone except Tat Dax. You spot about 25 feet off the ground an opening in the wall covered by a grate. It could probably fit all of you, albeit it may be a tight squeeze. It seems like the only point of ingress on this side of the palace.
Oh, God.
You mean egress?
Egress is to leave. Ingress is to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. With the amount of fiction I've read that uses those incorrectly.
So,
I guess we're leaving outside.
Yeah, I
I'm sorry.
My not good at stealth games is translating over to here.
Hey, on. I've played enough Metal Gear. I know what we need to do.
There's no
quick. Who's
boxes.
Got a bottle or a brick or something that we can chuck?
Realistically, I don't think I have anything that I could actually use if we did that.
I mean, is there a rock on the ground?
I was gonna say, I don't have anything inventory-wise.
Yeah, there's like small rocks about. You're in the woods. You can pretty easily find a couple that are like the size of like a baseball.
Can I pick up a rock and chuck it in such a way that the guards will see it and try to follow it away from the point of ingress?
You have elemental stone powers. Yes, you can.
Okay, I don't want to do it that way. I have 3 of those points to work with, and this is the final push. I'm not about to burn one of them on luring guards away when there's perfectly good rocks on the ground.
Also, a thought has just occurred to me. I'm going to panickedly grab Tat Dex's arm and just, like, kind of mouth whisper, like, Mask of Silence. Mask of Silence. I, like, completely had forgotten up until this point, it seems.
Wait, Mask of Silence just means Tat Dax won't make a sound. If they see Tat Dax, I assume that means that they'll still,
It doesn't necessarily have to go to Tatdex. Tatdex can hand it over to the smallest one in the group.
Stone?
The smallest one capable of wearing it.
Okay, yes. What? Wait, if I'm trying to throw a rock and just hit... I'm trying to make noise to lure them away. Mask of Silence is not going to help with that. It's going to make that harder.
I mean, if you're not holding the object, it'll make noise.
Oh, well, in that case, yeah, sure.
Just as a backup plan if needed in case someone's just got to hide.
Wait, shit, I didn't think about this. I didn't think about this in my notes. Can I still throw with my bad arm?
You're going to be at a severe disadvantage.
Oh, no.
I don't think the Mask of Silence is going to help a whole lot here. Just go
puts
for
on
it.
Puts on the Mask of Silence, jaw arm falls apart. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Fair enough.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Hey, it's just an encase. It's an encase, okay?
Okay. Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and chuck a rock.
You're just throwing a rock?
Throwing a rock away from the area, but still like in range enough of the guards that they'll hear it and walk over.
All right, give me strength.
Strength, all right. See, I feel like this is where, when we start going over, we need to have Tatdax wear the Mask of Silence or whoever is most likely to trip and make a shitload of noise.
Fair.
Which is not me.
That's going to be an 8.
Aww, you throw the rock, but even with your stretchy arm, it doesn't quite make it across the field. It kind of just plots down maybe like 3/4 of the way there. So one of the guards just kind of wandered. They're just kind of like shooting the shit, leaned up against the castle wall. Immediately you've got all three of their attention and you can see them talking to each other about something. Oh, no. And the one in red goes to investigate this rock that just kind of fell in the middle of the field.
Oh no.
Oh, there's hang still on, a good, hang like, on. I have
75
an idea.
Feet away.
I have an idea. So Hayale is trying to make a distraction out front. What if one of us, not naming names here, but might be putting me in the running, walks up to them and tries to convince them that they're needed out front?
Maybe.
Or better yet, I try to convince them. You two, one of you puts on the Mask of Silence and goes to the grate and gets in there.
I was going to say, we just got to get them to the distraction and get out.
Backup plan is what I'm saying.
Okay. That's a possibility. We can maybe try and convince them if they don't walk up on us right now from the amazing throw you just made.
All right, you know what? You try doing this with one arm.
I am... Okay, so what direction is the... distraction that Hyali's causing?
Okay, pretty much all of this is in a straight line from where you're standing in the woods. Like, it's a straight shot with empty field and no cover between you, the guard with the rock, the two guards up against the wall, and the grate.
And in Hayali, where she's at?
She's on the exact opposite end of the castle.
Okay.
You can hear some commotion out there, but these guards don't seem to be investigating.
Okay. That's less than ideal. I guess I could also try and throw a rock maybe a little further.
Do you think that's going to actually draw attention, or...?
At the very least, give them to look the other way so we can just try to book it across the field. But that's a lot of field to get through. Go ahead. As you were saying.
I was going to say I could try sweet talking. You know, works well. It's worked so well before.
Is the grate, like the grate on the wall at the other end, covered in shade at all by anything? Like the height of the wall covering, like is the sun behind the wall of that grate causing a shadow?
It is a pretty bright, sunny day.
Shit. I was gonna shadow step over. No. Oh. Oh my god. Okay.
She knew.
I. Dang it. Do I have anything at my disposal? We might just have to talk to him. We might just have to, or just go beat him up or something.
Okay. I'm here for this. We're gonna, hear me out. Try talking. Somebody gets behind them with the mask of silence. And if things go south, we have somebody with the element of surprise.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, I think we figured you would like that one.
Malice just immediately was like, oh shit, I forgot you were here. I'm sorry, Tatex.
How? They're twice your size. Also, I guess we'll resort to that if we can't sweet talk, but let's try to avoid the fight, ideally. And I don't know, figure something out as we go. We'll wing it.
All right. Okay. All right. So, we're doing this. So,
I'm going to put on the mask. Go ahead and put on the mask of silence.
Okay, you have on the mask of silence.
I was going to say, yeah, don't move.
Stay in the shadows and...
Yeah. Don't get behind them until they're no longer facing behind them. You know, they're looking at me.
I mean, are they ever facing behind them?
No. The reason I had so much difficulty seeing is because I have to lay down because I'm so much bigger than everybody. Like, I have to lay down in order to be, like, perfectly hidden.
You're just laying on your back while the rest of us are just, like, looking over.
Right, just having to go based on audio alone.
You said it was... Oh, Sarah, you said it was daylight out, not night?
Yes.
Bright and sunny day.
Mm-hmm. Can you look behind yourself? And Tatdax, like, spins in a circle trying to turn around.
Stone does it too.
Yes!
Oh, goodness.
Okay, alright. Okay, I guess we're doing this. Malice is going to go ahead and jump up and slowly start approaching. Hello! 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 We need help! Help,
immediately,
please.
All three guards, look at you.
Listen. I don't know if you've heard lately, but there's a bit of shit going down at the castle on the other end, and we need all hands on deck, you know? All hands on deck are required. You know, we're here to relieve you of your duty while you help the others around the other side, while there's a big distraction going on. Something about a very brightly colored bird or something?
Did not just call it a distraction.
Did I call it a distraction?
All right.
Oh no.
That was out of character. I'm dying over here. Yeah. You just called it a distraction.
All three guards are looking pretty on edge. The red one, who you're pretty close to and talking to now, lowers their halberd. Who are you? What are you talking about?
Do they seriously not hear the shit going? Like, we can hear it, right?
You hear some arguing by the front gates, but it doesn't sound like a, fight.
Oh, I misread that, what she was doing as a distraction, but, you know, see, this is why you gotta be very clear in what you are doing when you say, I'm gonna do a distraction. How far up behind, or is everybody looking at me yet?
Yes, you're like...
Okay,
like
I was going
to
say,
you're maybe like 20-something feet away from all three of them. You had to walk most of the way across the field.
I'm still laying down behind the rock.
And I am still in the shadows.
Yeah, I was going to say, how far behind them is Tatdax?
Oh, y'all, the two of them are way back in the tree line, so you got 3/4 of this field to run across just to catch up.
Okay, so I've just got to keep distracting of them and talking to them until Tatdex can get behind them. Got it. Okay.
How are you going to get behind them? It's an empty field.
Yeah, I'm not sure what...
I thought they were close to the wall.
Yeah, like, they're close to the wall. You all are very far away from the wall.
I don't... I don't understand where we're at this at all.
Okay.
I assume that I've just pulled their attention and, like, Tatex is just trying to get behind them. Is what I thought.
Two of them are still standing at the wall.
Oh, shit. Okay, but that's not really what I want.
You've got their attention.
Fuck.
And
hang
I
on.
Don't see... There's no way, like, around, I'm assuming, based on the way you're describing.
Oh, goodness.
It's a big, empty, open field.
Yeah, if I step out, they're immediately going to see me.
There's nothing... Oh, my God. There's probably such
I have an idea now.
Oh, God, what?
I will pay for this after we handle it, but, Tatex, you have a hammer that could make sounds of battle effectively by causing an elemental attack, right? Now that I think about it?
Theoretically, but I ain't gonna think of that now.
I mean, all of you have elemental powers.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If I do it, it's gonna be weird. If somebody behind me does it, they're gonna run and investigate, right?
Tatex ain't gonna think of that.
Considering you also just came from the direction that noise came from, like, I don't think it's gonna help case at all.
I'm not helping this, am I?
I think...
The red one's kind of spear down, looking pretty on edge. Like, who are
We're
you
new
and
hires.
What are you doing here?
We're new hires. We're new to the castle, okay? We were brought in. We're mercenaries. We were, Malice is just gonna look at it and just say, listen, between you and me, I'm an entertainer, not a fighter. Pulls out the flute. It's just like, we joined up because we needed whatever money we could get for our village, but I'm not a fighter. And I would be in debt to you if you went and took my place around the front, okay? In all honesty, I'm really sorry. Gonna pull out a clear crystal.
Are you bribing them?
Please tell me you're.
I'm pretending to be a coward, musician soldier.
This is just going from. I'm gonna have to step in. This is going from bad to worse. we're going to jail. Okay, we're just going to jail this episode. All right. Lord.
I'm not going to jail.
The one in red kind of narrows their eyes. Well, the prince and princess said nobody goes in or out of the palace today, so I'm not sure what you're talking about, but you don't belong here.
Okay, so
well, I don't think you. No, you know what? I'm not. I'm gonna. Malice is actually gonna do something, show some character growth, and hold his tongue.
I'm just gonna like stand up from the woods and like step out from the woods because I'm gonna I literally have to step in or we're gonna watch him get arrested.
Immediately all three point their halberds at you all and start yelling like, "Hey, hey!"
I'm gonna like throw my hands up to where like I'm not my hands aren't like physically touching any of my weapons or anything and be like, "Hey, we're just adventurers. We came here to do some investigation for money, and we just are trying to figure out what's going on. Is there any chance we could come in? Is there any, like, anything that we can do? We don't want to cause any problems or threaten anybody." And I'm just gonna, like, slowly approach.
This is you making this better? Oh, great. Why don't we just have Stone jump out, too? That'll really get it going.
Well, because if you want to be abundantly technical, they're not enemies outright. They're just guarding the castle.
I was going to say, Stone hears his name and is almost about to leap out from behind the cover.
Both of you roll charm.
Both roll charm? Okay. Oh, shit.
Shit.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hang on. Since I'm holding my thing, can I play it to get more charm?
No.
Fuck.
Oh, for the love of the dice, please. All right, it stopped. Let me see what we landed on. Because I have nothing to add to it from my actual character. I have no charm.
That's going to be an 8.
7.
Not remotely enough. The one in red just shouts at you. Both of you, halt! You're under arrest!
Son of...
Now Stone leaps out from cover to go attack.
All of you roll initiative right now.
Yep.
Can Stone get... Hang on. I was going to say, can Stone get like a surprise?
Can I get a surprise?
Y'all or are 100 feet away from this action.
Look, if anybody could clear that amount for a swing, Tatdex could probably figure it out.
Yeah, Tatdex is... But the two who could run fast are Stone and Tatdex.
Stone and Tatdex, you will have to spend an entire round of combat just running to catch up.
Oh, this is bullshit.
And bribing them was any better?
Everybody roll initiative.
Alright, I just rolled. I got 11. I got 11.
I got... What is the... I forget what the thing is, and
plus
I can't...
dodge. 11, 12, 13, what? 14. Okay, 14, so it's even.
It's a d12 plus dodge for initiative. I'm sorry, I can't pull up the quick reference, or
I've
else my computer
right
will
here.
Start taking flight. Okay. So that's... That's going to be a 9 for my initiative.
Alright, I got a 2, a 3, and a 2, so I'm pretty sure they're all going last.
Good.
If they live long enough to do it.
I rolled a natural 1, so I rolled a 5.
That's still better, right? Like, they...
Yeah.
Sarah, when you say they rolled a 2, a 3, and a 2, that's after addition, right?
Oh, they don't have anything to add.
All right, Barella, what'd you get again?
I got 14, I got an 11, and then I've got...
So Barella's automatically first twice over.
Yeah. Yep.
On both counts.
All right, who's next?
I've got a 9. Oh, Stone. Hang on.
One moment, rolling for Stone.
Stone. Okay, Malice and Stone both rolled 9s. What do we do in that matter? Is it Malice goes first because... I was going to say, Malice goes first because Malice is a player.
Okay. Baralla, you're up.
Don't like that. I kind of don't want to kill them. Are they, like, straight up bad guys? Anyway, I guess I'm just going to try to go for a fucking paralyzing stab with my electric spear, which is... D12 and Prowess.
You're right up against red, but close enough that you could rush green or blue.
8, 9, 10, 11. I'll do 11 and probably rush blue.
Good lord, 11. They block 5 and so take 6 points of damage. You said blue?
Yep, blue.
Ow. And they're paralyzed, right?
Yep.
Okay. Nice. Malice.
My moral compass isn't working right now.
What you doing?
I'm actually gonna use the hand axe to... Quick question. Do they have a mask that I could feasibly pull off?
There are cautions. Everyone wears masks.
I didn't know if they were wearing, like, a helmet or, like, if there was something in this world that would go over their head that would keep the mask from being pulled off, is what I was trying to get at.
Such a thing exists, but they don't have it.
Okay, good. I'm at red, right?
Yeah, you're standing right in front of red.
Alright, cool. Malice is gonna go ahead and roll to use the hand axe with the hooked thing to pull off the mask.
Okay.
And is going to absolutely fuck that. That is a 6 total.
I mean, you land damage, which means technically you do rip off the mask.
Oh, cool. In that case, Mouse is just gonna go, "I don't belong, you fuckers don't belong." And do as he does it.
Red kind of just, like, falls on his ass and starts, like, swearing. Kind of feeling around to try and find his mask, like, Velma style.
I kind of feel, I was about to say, but also, like, cursing, like, Eustace Bags from Courage.
Yeah, kind of. Stone, if you spend your whole turn, you can catch up.
Oh, that's exactly what Stone's about to do.
Okay.
Just this dog hauling ass across a field.
Tatdax, if you want, you can spend your turn catching up.
Can I... I want to, as I run across the field... Would I have line of sight on this guy in the field? Actually,
You can see them all pretty clearly.
Okay, so I'm workshopping this hammer.
Yes.
Would I be able to, like, swing at the air and fling elementals at others?
If you smack it into the ground, it has to make impact with something, but with elemental something. Attacks can be ranged.
Oh, I'm
I don't really see a good way to do that while I'm running. Okay, I'm just going to spend my turn catching up then. I think it's best I just spend my turn catching up.
Okay, you're caught up. Red just kind of finally finds their mask and puts it back on and, like, dusts themselves off and picks their halberd up off the ground. That's their turn, getting mask back.
Okay.
The one in green is going right for Malice.
You want to
Malice, are you blocking or dodging?
I forget. What is block again?
Block is your strength plus resistance.
So that's a guaranteed 5 versus a 1 to a... anywhere from a 1 to a 14. You know what? We'll block, actually.
Okay.
Malice is a little too angry to try to dodge.
What's your number?
That's going to be a 6 to... 7. 5. I can read. 5.
I rolled a 5, so you just kind of barely block the halberd with your armor. There you go. No damage. Yay. Blue's turn. Blue's just kind of like tased on the ground and gets up looking kind of dizzy and having to like use the pole of their halberd to kind of like prop themselves back up. So that's their turn. But Green here is still got their faculties about them and lets out a really loud whistle. From around the corner of the castle, another guard in golden amethyst purple armor runs in.
For fuck's sake, Hyalis, what the hell are you doing out there?
Trying to keep you from getting arrested, which just got us arrested. Who bribes a guard?
Back to the top.
Who
Corral.
Doesn't?
For
fuck's sake, this is the worst distraction I've ever heard.
I'm just gonna like aggressively shush over my shoulder. I guess I'll just go for a regular spear attack on
red, green, blue,
I guess,
or purple.
Green. Oh yeah, purple. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and make an attack.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Do 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 do. That is 4.
That is not enough to do any damage.
No!
They kind of sidestep out of the way.
Ugh.
Alrighty, Malice.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm?
Could I, in theory, is there any way I could make, like, a cage out of stone?
Sure, for an elemental attack.
Would it just be an elemental attack, or could I use it, like, to hold them, at least temporarily?
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Roll it like an elemental attack, and that's gonna be the block that this guard's gonna have to swing over to break themselves out.
Okay, so I could only do it on one.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fuck.
But you could get one of them.
True, and purple kind of scares me a little bit.
That's fair. Purple looks like a captain or something like that. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll do it on purple.
All right. Roll me an elemental attack.
All right. Give me one moment. That's a D10. We're going to use a clear D10 with a trans pride flag in it.
Hell yeah.
Solid.
Well, that was kind of bullshit. Do I add anything to that?
No. What'd you get?
A 3.
Ooh.
Oof badoof.
This is not going great.
All right, purple's in a stone cage. Speaking of stone, it's Stone's turn.
All right, where's Stone at?
Caught up with you all.
Okay, can Stone make lunge at green?
Sure, yeah.
Or better yet, is blue still on the ground?
No, red and blue are both kind of like back up on their feet.
Frick, okay. Yeah, Stone's going to go for green then.
Alrighty.
That's gonna be a 9.
Oh, snot. That's, yep. Okay.
There we go. Alright.
And then it's 1d8 for an attack. Only does 2.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, stones is 1d8.
Right, I forget the weapon damage is variable, because it's not a weapon.
Yeah, it's a mouth.
Well, mouth. Ouchies. Okay, Tatax.
Okay. So, we've got two near us, right? Purple and green.
All four of them are right there. Y'all are just kind of scuffling.
We got four of them.
All 8 of you now.
I'm just going to
swing with my normal hammer at the closest one.
Okay, pick a color. Well, except purple. Purple's in a cage.
I'll just swing at green.
All right, take a swing at green.
Jesus fucking Christ, I rolled another 1. So oh, 5. No.
Okay, so here's the thing. They don't have a dodge stat, so that automatically connects.
What?
5 points of damage.
Okay, so that's 11 then, if it connects.
Oh, dang.
Because it's my normal hammer.
Right, yeah.
I think Tatex just killed somebody.
Which I was trying to avoid.
Green's at like...
I want to clarify, I am attacking non-lethally.
Like you're hitting with the small side of the hand. You're going for the legs.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna hit them, but it's not gonna be the head, you know.
I was about to say, because I still don't know the moral leaning of these guards. I would like us not to become full-blown cold-blooded murderers,
well,
please.
Well, I'm hoping to, when one of them goes down, maybe they'll back up a little bit, but...
So I tased Blue, but Blue got up a little too damn quick.
That's why I pulled the mask off of Red.
If I remember right, you've got a particular ability, Tatak. Wait, no, that's when someone attacks you. That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of someone attacking, Red is going to attack Malice.
I thought you made it sound like that person was going to attack Tatak.
Green wants a swing at them.
Okay, good. I mean, not good, but you know.
You blocking or dodging?
Why do I get the feeling that I should go ahead and block? I'm gonna block.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't think it matters.
It's either really good and it doesn't matter which one I do, or it's really bad and it does matter which one I do.
Okay, yeah. I rolled an 11, so it absolutely connects.
Oh,
yeah. It's got a weapon damage of 5, so what's your resistance?
2.
Alright, take 3 points of damage.
Ooh.
Malice is just going to spit blood onto the ground for a second. How many points? Was it 2?
Are you tilting your mask up to spit blood on the ground?
No, it's just you just see it dribble out from under the back of the mask.
Ew.
I keep forgetting that it's not like the Metronui things where it's an open mouth regardless.
Okay, Tatax. Green swinging back at you.
Okay.
Weave.
Are you blocking or dodging?
I'm gonna attempt to block.
Okay, well that was a 9.
Okay.
So, it connects. What's your resistance?
I just rolled a 14.
Oh. Oh.
Oh dear.
And, I have fear factor, if you remember.
Yeah.
The way you got cut off with, yeah.
Alright, Green just kind of like.
So I just like.
Off in the opposite
like,
direction.
Slams the tank and just glare at them.
They just like get a full on connection weapon to head and it just like doesn't do anything. And they're just like, yeah, nope, I don't get paid enough. I'm out.
Alright, Blue's turn. Blue is going after Barella. Are you blocking or dodging?
I am going to block. So that is d12 plus strength. Let's see what I got. I rolled an 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Not bad. doesn't connect. You successfully block it with shield.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if Purple could bust out of this cage.
Oh, it's one of four, isn't it?
Yeah, very much.
What did you have to roll to get out of cage?
Anything.
I was about to say, was it a three?
I needed to get at least a three, because that's what you rolled. And yeah, I have a d10 plus two, so...
Oof.
Oh, yeah, literally anything. Yeah.
Purple just kind of, like, is bashing against the bars of the cage until one finally breaks and then, like, collapses on the ground and gets up and dusts themselves off. So they are freed, but that was their turn. at the end of the round, you spot Green runs back towards you, and like it's kind of like cowering around the corner, but pointing out. And another guard in armor of golden citrine yellow runs out and charges at you.
For fuck's sake!
I maintain the fact I blame this on you, Malice.
I'm just going to kill Green.
Green's way over there. They're not participating in this fight anymore.
I don't give a shit. They deserve to die. They're a narc.
Oh my god. That's a little intense.
Who said that was Mel speaking?
Precisely, but also, can I just flood them all away? Can I just flood the area? Better yet, well, no.
Sure, do an elemental roll.
Okay, elemental is... I gotta bring the thing back up. Hello? There we go. Okay. Rolling now. Let's see what I have landed upon. That is a 6 and prowess, so 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, that's not bad. Are you calling upon the element?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Give me just... I call upon the element of water.
A typhoon explodes out of you, just knocking all of these guards away left and right. They're, you put some distance between yourself and them right now, and they're all looking pretty waterlogged and just kind of laid out on their backs like,
so, does that... Can we run now? Can I just, like, look at everybody and tell them to run or something?
Sure.
We gotta open the grate, don't we?
Yeah, and there's two people who are hella strong. We're about to rip this thing open. Someone's about to rip this off the hinges if we have to.
I was about to say, Stone could probably attempt it too.
Just, like, full-on sonic roll into the thing itself.
Hey, babe.
It is a little bit high up in the air, I will say.
Oh, okay. It's not a ground level one.
About two stories up.
Can eventually Stone get a special attack that's just Stone doing the sonic roll?
I'm so done. That's fantastic.
I don't know about that.
Stone used rollout.
Oh my god. But anyway, okay, so yeah, I'm just gonna turn and look at everybody and be like, now's the time, move it, and just like, I'm gonna already be running as I'm saying this, like, aggressively assed, like, heels to ass running.
Is it my turn now?
If only somebody in this party could reach really high up.
Hey.
Yeah, I was about to say, Malice is going to look at Tat-Tax while Barala runs and just goes, you heard her, and run.
Well, it's that or somebody was getting on my shoulders.
No. Watch the master at work. The master fuck up, more like, but you know.
Oh god, no. You tried to bribe a guard. I'm never letting this go. Like, I'm gonna actively say that while we're running. I'm never letting this go. You tried to bribe a guard.
We don't have guards where I'm from, okay? Where I'm from, okay. Our dogs are guards, and you're easily bribed with meat.
Fair point.
Malice, what you doing?
Yeah, Malice.
Stone's ears perk up at me. I'm gonna bust this thing open. You said it was high up, right?
Yeah.
Going to grab it and
like,
rip it open.
Like, I'm pulling a grate off, right? Like, that's what I'm doing? Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Alright, you grab onto the grate and are kind of surprised to find it's not attached in there, like, especially well. It comes right out. So now there's just a big hole in the wall way up there.
I was gonna say, does it fall and hit anybody?
No.
Damn it, I was really hoping I could like, stretchy arm, fling that shit at the guards.
Do you want to try?
No, 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 malice doesn't. No, malice doesn't. I care not for...
Okay, I won't do it. I won't do it. I'll just let it fall to the ground. Okay, what's next? Was that my entire
Stone,
turn?
You're up.
Can I... What?
Stone's turn. Can Stone contribute meaningfully to this, this break-in this round?
I don't think Stone physically can't. Stone can piss on the wall.
I mean, just had to prove that we're here.
Yeah. Stone pisses on the castle wall, I guess.
Okay. That's how you spend your turn.
There you go.
Tat-Dex, you're up.
Tat-Dex is up.
I'm so lost. I'm sorry.
There's a big hole in the wall about 20 feet up.
And Stone pissed on the castle wall.
I have a hook with my rope. Okay, cool. Can I take my rope and throw it up the wall to attempt to climb it?
We're doing a grappling hook kind of thing?
Yeah.
Give me a roll for dodge.
8.
More than enough. You go ahead and hook the rope on and start climbing.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. All of the guards are kind of shaking the water out of their masks and getting back up, and they're looking awful pissed. One of them lets out another whistle, and yet another guard in armor of gold and diamond white rounds the corner. Y'all gotta book it, because they're gonna be within fighting range at the end of this round.
So, I got a thing in my brain whenever it's my turn. There's a thing in my brain doing things, and I got an idea.
It's your turn. You can just climb the rope.
It is my turn. Okay. I was just going to say, am I able to see into the hole enough to see that it's, like, shaded inside that I could shadow step into it? But I am in combat technically still, right?
If you want to remove yourself from combat, you could do that. It is pretty dark in there.
Yeah, I think I'll go ahead and do that, and then just, like, yeah, just shadow step into the hole in the wall, and, like, immediately turn around and look back out the hole.
All right, you just kind of zoop up there. Malice, you're up.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can climb the rope. Stone doesn't have thumbs.
You better Mr. Fantastic grab him.
I was about to suggest that. Can I climb the rope and then Mr. Fantastic Stone?
I'll let you roll for it. If you don't hit those rolls, you're leaving your doggy behind.
Hell no, we're not leaving the dog behind.
Hang on a second. Can Stone technically help me by, like, trying to walk up the wall as I do it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
A good jump.
Yeah. All right, so what am I rolling first?
Well, you can just climb up the rope. You don't have to roll for that.
Oh, no, I got that part.
All right, so Malice spends his turn climbing up the rope. Now it's technically Stone's turn, so give me a roll for strength.
Okay.
To pick up your wolf with one arm.
Oh no. That's gonna be a 5.
Oh no.
Stone, can Stone roll like something like a dodge or something to see if it helps me hit that DC? Like to jump?
Go ahead.
Yay! Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
So we gotta save the dog. We cannot let anything happen to the dog.
That's a natural 11. That's a natural 11 on Stone.
Okay.
Stone really didn't even need me at that point, did he?
You stretch your arm out, and and you kind of slip and don't quite grab Stone. So Stone just sort of bites onto your arm, and as it retracts... ouchies, take 5 points of damage.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do I feel
yeah, the gel you arm, do.
Do I feel pain with that? Oh, fuck, I do. Okay,
yes,
cool.
You do. Take some damage, but you got Stone up there.
I like to think that
looks at you and wags his tail like, hi.
I like to think this is how Malice finds out that he can experience pain through that arm. He's just like, oh, don't ever do that again. Please.
Stone just cocks his head and keeps wagging his tail like, hi.
None the wiser. No idea that we just
no
had to
clue.
Like, just.
Good boy.
Tat Dax, you're already up there, so you've all escaped successfully. Yep. You kind of look down before you head out and see a big crowd of guards just like trying to hoist each other up by one of the other
too.
Soldiers, and they are not succeeding. They're in heavy armor.
Cat made a good point. You did pull up the rope, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I pull the rope back up and
toss it back in my pack. Very good.
Yes. They cannot follow. Combat successful.
Thank God.
In a George W. Bush sort of way, yeah.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
I'm just gonna maintain that while we're in the when we get all get inside, I'm just gonna be murmuring under my breath, tried to bribe a guard. Are you serious? Who does that?
For fuck's sake. For
like not
fuck's
even talking
sake.
To anybody, just literally mumbling to, just in utter shock still.
It could have gone worse.
We both I feel like Borella and Malice are probably gonna both turn to Tat Dax at that.
And just be like, it's just
neither of you are dead.
Listen, when it's things like that happen, it's less of a, oh, we're not dead, and more of a, oh, we're not dead yet. They probably know where this tunnel leads. They're probably going to find us.
Okay, we'll deal with that at that point.
I'm with Tat Dax on that one. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But as far as bridges we've crossed, a guard? Anyway,
For
we've
fuck's
got to-
sake. For
we
fuck's
have,
sake.
Do we
no,
even have
no, no,
a game
no.
plan after we get out of this wherever the fuck we are? She says very exacerbated, like almost hyperventilating from being stressed out.
Stone just kind of calmly walks up to you and starts nuzzling your leg. Or I guess how far up does Stone go on you? Is like Stone thigh or
like
shin level?
Height?
Probably
okay.
About shin height if you come up to if your character comes up to chest height.
Yeah, I come up to like I think like either halfway or just below the breast line.
So yeah, I'd say shin enough that I'd have to like bend down to acknowledge the affection or whatever.
Stone's trying to comfort you,
and I'll oblige and like pet while I'm still like fucking rambling. Okay.
Okay. You've made it into the palace. Probably the catacombs. It's dim and dirty and the ceilings are low. No running in here. A few light stones are embedded in the walls, the only source of light. Roll me aware.
I got 10, 7 on the die, and 2 in aware.
Alright. Oh wait. Shit, I went to roll stones aware, and I realized stone doesn't roll aware.
Yep, stone cannot help here.
Would I roll again, or would I take that as my roll?
Just take it. It's okay.
I mean, it's not. It's a natural one.
Oh, well, you don't notice, but Borella does.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You hear the murmuring of voices down the corridor and around a bend.
Oh, and I'm just going to, like quietly push my arm back behind. Like, okay, so is like, okay, so the catacombs are we going through? Are they, like, I know you said the ceilings are low, and that the tunnels themselves are really, like, cramped, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna, like, kind of put my elbow, so because I can't move my arm all the way back behind me, put my elbow into whoever's behind me closest, to, like, to
That would be me.
Yeah, to, like, to be quiet, I hear, like, whatever, and gonna, like, kind of slow down and crouch a little bit.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear something?
Yeah, I think I can't quite make it out completely, but it sounds like voices. None of us can fight in these tunnels. Just be quiet and move slowly.
Okay. You turn the passage and into the prison ward. There are no guards. You probably saw them earlier outside.
Yeah, I think that may have been the golden alternative color armor guards were actual prison guards.
Hey, if anything, we did ourselves a favor here.
Yeah, I know, right? I did a good job, apparently. Bribe a guard, yeah. Doesn't work, apparently.
I'm gonna turn my head and be like, not now. And just, like, mockingly say the same thing that Malice just said back as we're walking through the tunnel.
You do see dozens and dozens of Akoshans locked behind bars. Most are in the blue of the Water Tribe garb, but a few wear the black and white of the Crystal Tribe. They look tired and hungry and weary. The villagers cower in fear at your presence. They must have been through something truly traumatic. Charm.
Hey. Can I do a thing here?
What'd you doing?
I have music.
You're gonna play the flute?
I'm gonna play the flute.
Go ahead and play the flute.
You're gonna drop a beat. Okay. All right.
Listen, music is the best way to friendship.
It soothes the soul.
Give me a moment to pull this one together. One moment, because I haven't touched this thing in weeks.
I'm gonna roll my charm while you're doing that.
Come on, baby. Oh, fuck yes!
What'd you roll?
Just peaked the audio. I am so sorry. That was a natural 12.
Oh, nice. Not attacks, what'd you guess?
What was I rolling?
Charm.
Charm.
Oh, honey. Oh, I rolled an 11. Okay.
I got a 3. What is happening?
It's fine. The other's more than made up for you.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a 14. That's a 14 total. By the way, I didn't ever add it up. I just said natural 12.
Yeah, you super duper made it.
Thank God.
The villagers' voices raise in excitement. One of them runs up to the bars. Are you here to save us?
Yes. We are here to save you.
Where's
your elder?
An aged water Akoshan steps forward. The elder of the village of water. The guards took some of our people to the throne room yesterday. We haven't seen them since. Please, heroes, will you save my people?
Absolutely, not a question.
I mean, yeah, but we don't really break into castles for fun, you know?
Thank you.
Turns to Tatax and Barala. We don't, right?
we are going to save your people without question. We're going to figure out what's going on and everything. And I'm going to, like... Well, what is the shape of where we're at right now? I know you said we have all of the water tribe, it seems, right in front of us.
It's a whole long hallway, like block of maybe a dozen prison cells with a handful of villagers in each one. They're all locked. Give me a logic roll, each of you.
Wait, hang on. I had a thing.
Yeah, oh, okay. Uh-huh.
I have a puzzle box.
Okay.
I want to show that to the elder, like the opened puzzle box with the rings.
The elder has a look. It looks like Water Tribe craftsmanship.
Okay. Do you know who made it? I mean, it didn't look like there was a whole lot of village to go around. I thought you would know.
From the back of one of the cells, a pair of Water Tribe Akoshans run up and... Right up against the bars. Our child, one of them pleads. Have you seen our child?
Yes, we have. He's safe. He's with the sailor who brought us here. I personally was the one who ran into them. And they're safe. We can vouch they are safe.
But how do we know? How do we know you were at our village?
Do I still have the tapestry? In... My inventory, I think I still do. I don't think I've taken it out.
You're showing them the tapestry?
Yeah, I'm going to pull the tapestry out of my pocket and say, I cut this out of one of the tents on our way out to help kind of guide where we were going at the moment, but it's more handiwork from your tribe, I would imagine.
Yeah, you think the puzzle box would be enough, but oh well.
Are you showing them the puzzle box?
Yeah, I showed the elder the puzzle box too, and I assume I didn't put it away.
They're in a different cell.
Oh, well, I mean, I assume I didn't put it back in my bag.
Yeah, no, the parents of the kid ran up to the cell, and that's who we're talking to now.
I assume, okay. I'm sorry, I just assumed I didn't put it away.
Oh. I didn't know that you didn't. Okay, you show them the rings, and the both of them are just like, thank you so much, you've saved our child. Each of you gain 2 pips in charm and 2 additional free pips to do with whatever you will.
Holy shit, I have a +2 to charm? What the fuck?
Right, me too. I'm charming. 1, 2,
I was about to say, this would have been so much more useful earlier, wouldn't it?
You're winning over the people.
Exactly, we're going full circle. And then the 2 in charm and then the other one wherever we wanted.
Anywhere you want. You can hold on to them for those rerolls, too, if you want.
The other 2 you said, right? You said 2 and 2?
Yeah, 2 and 2.
Cool, I put another 2. I put 1 in prowess and 1 in resistance, so now I have +5 to both.
Oh, I should put 1 in prowess instead of putting both of them in a dodge.
For attack strength, sure.
I'm attempted.
Well, I say that. My prowess, I have 4 in prowess so far.
I think I'm going to give myself another 1 in prowess and have 4 prowess.
I think I'm going to do dodge, honestly, just to balance with my thing of being able to reroll failed dodges.
Yeah, my resistance is 2, which has kind of been enough to kind of save my behind.
The same.
Until it won't be, which probably will be very soon.
I have +5.
We're charming people now. Character development.
Can I take a look at the locks on the cells?
Yes. Give me a logic roll.
9.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The locks on the doors look tough, but not hero-proof. You could probably bust them open.
Oh, I'm gonna go stand back, and I'm gonna smash them with my main hammer.
With the random
better than the one.
I was gonna say, better than the random chance hammer.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, electrocute the cell.
Just kills everybody in the cell in one swing.
Just a jet of fire comes out.
Yeah, and then you turn a knob on the side of a hammer and tune it like a blowtorch. Oh,
all right, give me an attack roll.
Get to put that nice and shiny +5 to use already. 8!
My gosh.
It kind of bounces off. This must have been a bad swing, huh? Who's up next?
Let me take a crack at it.
I was gonna say, yeah, could one of us try hitting it, or maybe, I don't know, picking it? Some of us have arms that can turn into blades and shit.
Are you trying to just, like, shove your fist in the lock and, like, turn it into a key shape?
Very SpongeBob.
You know, I could probably do that, actually.
Okay, Valis, you're trying to pick the lock. Give me a logic roll.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Upon hearing the hammer hit the lock, I turn. Oh, good idea. We should probably let them out before we go.
That's going to be a 9 total.
No. Not enough.
What? No.
You just can't quite get those tumblers quite right.
Wait, hang on a second. Are there keys anywhere on the walls or something like that?
Just a conveniently...
There might be some keys on one of those guards down in the field.
I'm breaking the lock.
Whenever I come back around to me, I'm going to take another swing. However long I need to wait, I will. But
I'm going to see if I can, like, stick my spear behind the lock and bust it off.
Just kind of, like pry it open. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me an attack roll.
An attack roll. Let me get everything ready. Rolling. Oh, God, I'm scared to look. I got... A 5 plus prowess, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Looks like it's loosening up a little bit, but you still can't get it open.
Damn it.
Malice is going to go ahead and blast it.
No, it's Tadax's turn.
Yeah, it's Tadax's.
Oh, I didn't realize we were doing combat rules. I forgot.
We're in combat against this lock, baby.
We're not actually in combat. I just want to let y'all keep trying.
I mean, to be fair, there's how many of these things we got to go through?
If you can get one of them, I'll say you got them all. Like, presumably, oh, okay. Like, if you could bust one open, you'll know how to get the rest.
I'm also not gonna lie, I thought we were all doing individual ones.
Sure.
So I swing again.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
17.
Oh my.
Sweet, merciful.
Shears the metal clean in half.
You found that just first the right angle to hit the lock on that door at to just like explode it. And the
explode it.
The door violently swings open, but it's not knocked off its hinges, so it doesn't like hit any of the villagers inside.
First swing was a practice go.
It'd be funny if, like, with that, the wall falls off and the door's still standing upright.
Oh my goodness.
Like, that's nice the kind one. Of goofy shit I figured would happen.
All right, I'm gonna, like, pat Tat Dax on the back and be like, nice job, I loosened it up for you.
Loosened it up for you.
Just gonna kind of, like, slowly turn and be like, are you mocking me?
I'm already walking over to the next one. I'm about to take a swing at it.
We'll fast forward a little bit. You bust open all the cells, and all of the villagers are extraordinarily grateful.
I was going to say, Stone has to kind of watch. Stone really can't help with this.
Some of the younger kids who were locked up go over and pet Stone.
Oh my gosh, I'll cry. I'll cry. That's adorable.
I will cry.
And then I absolutely know Stone is in heaven right now, just like adoring all the attention.
Yeah.
The water elder approaches you all. Thank you so much. We need to find the rest of our people. If you make a left and then go up the stairs, that should take you to the throne room.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the help.
Go
ahead.
You first.
Okay. Where are they going to have to go to get out? Are they following us, or are they going to have to go out the hole that we came in from?
The elder's just like, we'll wait until it's safe and let you lead us out.
Okay. Thank goodness. I was about to say, for dear God, don't go through the hole we came in from.
Yeah, no, that's death that way.
Just let us know when the coast is clear.
Absolutely. Just lay low.
Yeah. One other thing. I'm going to pull out my journal and flip to the rubbing I did of that prophecy stone. You know, the same one I deposited on that elder, that of a glass elder's floor. And just be like, do you know anything about this?
He kind of looks it over and he's squinting and like trying to, he looks like he's trying to read like a language that's not his first and interpret it. And he's like, but you see a smile come over his face as he does, and he's like, it's destined. You're here to save this island and save us all.
Yep, that's us. Motherfucking destiny.
He just gives like a little bow.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time somebody... no, you trust us, you're fine, we're nothing special.
Yeah, quite the opposite, actually.
I like tug on Malice's scarf and I like tap Tat X's shoulder. I was like, all right, okay, enough pleasantries. We got to get a move on. Yeah. The girls are probably on their way back in the building as we speak.
Yep.
And so we're going to hook that left and start heading toward the stairs.
I'm going to whistle for Stone as we do.
All right.
I kind of want to leave him there, to be honest.
You run up a flight of stairs and into a large room with vaulted ceilings. Tall windows pour sunlight into the chamber, gleaming off the intricate patterns of gold inlaid into the marble floor and pillars. Upon a throne, an Akoshin is leisurely seated. She is clad in royal purple and silver, her mask elegant and topped in points that give the appearance of half a crown. She has an air about her of grace and absolute cruel authority. Ah, visitors. Thank you for listening to the Dice in Progress podcast. For more information, you can find us at diceinprogress.com or on Blue Sky at dicepod.bisky.social. You can follow me on Blue Sky at friggin.bisky.social.
You can find me at mels-adair at bisky.social.
You can find me on the Fediverse at puzzler at zoner.work and on Blue Sky at puzzler.bsky.zoner.work. I also stream on Twitch at twitch.tv/puzzler995.
Dice in Progress is not affiliated with Red Star Games, but we would like to shout them out for developing the system we've played today. You can find them at redstargames.org to support their work and download Heroes of the Stars to play yourselves. Until next time, keep rolling!